Check, please.
Check, please.
Check, please.
Check, please.
Can I get the check here, please?
Check, please.
Can we get the check, please?
Check, please.
Check, please.
Check, please.
Check,
please.
Check. Oh, no. Not again.
Check, please.
Can you get the check, please?
Come on, the man wants his check.
Oh, my God, that's so annoying. When people do this, it's like, check, please.
You know who never gets the check when you're out to lunch? Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday.
Come
and
on.
For us here at The Takeaway.
I'll pick up the check.
You will, actually. I'm joking. Of course you'd get the check. You'd do that. You're a high-paid movie critic.
That's right.
You'd
That's
love to
right.
do that. Rafer Guzman is with us. We've got three movies this week. Great to see you. How you doing?
You too, Todd. Hi.
Good to have you in the studio. We are going to talk about a new film, Only the Brave. This is one of the films we're going to talk about. We've got three films, Rafer. I bring up Only the Brave because we've got some trivia for you from that movie. This is a movie about firefighters protecting their town from a wildfire, a bit of historical fiction. It's got Jeff Bridges and Josh Brolin. So I give you some Josh Brolin trivia here. Don't answer now. And if you know it, listeners, do hit me up on Twitter at Todd Zwillick. You can try to beat Rafer to the punch here. I give you young Josh Brolin. Name this film.
You guys, this map is old news. Everybody and their grandfather went looking for that when our parents were our age. I mean, haven't you ever heard of that guy? What's his name? The pirate guy. One-Eyed Willie.
Name that film. If you know it, hit me on Twitter. Rafer is looking, he's squinting, he's searching for it. We'll see if he gets it by the end here. But let's talk about Only the Brave, which does star Josh Brolin, also Jeff Bridges, Miles Teller. This is based on the true story of the Granite Mountain Hotshots, elite firefighters protecting their town from a wildfire.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This first season as Hotshots is going to be tough. I'm going to be working harder, going longer. So it's important that this Granite Mountain family pulls together, because we can't do this without your support.
Josh Brolin throwing the firefighters into the fray.
That's right. As you said, real story about this firefighting crew protecting the town of Prescott, Arizona. Josh Brolin plays the superintendent. This is one of those movies that I like to call a proxy war movie. It feels like a war movie, seems like a war movie. Mm. The guys sort of interact and seem like soldiers, but they're not quite. A little bit like Deepwater Horizon.
Indeed.
Or something like The Finest Hours, things like that. But so you get a lot of sort of Top Gun style machismo here, a lot of, you know, macho interaction. But I do think the movie works pretty well. And Josh Brolin, who's great as the superintendent, he's wonderful. Miles Teller, who plays a new recruit, is in this movie. He's great as well. I think maybe I'm willing to overlook some of the hokier Hollywood moments of this film because of the Santa Rosa fires that have been going on. It does kind of make you feel for the firefighters and what they're doing and what they're sacrificing.
But this is the moment as well, I mean, at the box office.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, you know, so it's possible that this could sort of help give this movie a bit of a boost.
Yeah.
But I think it works well. Pretty solid, pretty intense, good entertainment.
That's Only the Brave, starring Josh Brolin and Jeff Bridges. I don't want to snap your head back, because we're going to veer from wildfires and Josh Brolin into the world of Winnie the Pooh. This is Goodbye, Christopher Robin, all about the life of A.A. Milne.
Just written a poem.
Well, I like it.
I should hope so. It's got lots of rhymes in it.
Is it about what tiggers eat?
No. It's about a boy who tries to look after his mother even though he's only three.
Three is very little.
But it rhymes with lots of things.
This is from director Simon Curtis.
Yeah, so the story of A.A. Milne, the creation of Winnie the Pooh, that's his little boy, Christopher Robin. The backstory of Winnie the Pooh, basically the way that this bear, which started out as a tender moment, an ongoing narrative with the father telling his son, got packaged between hardcovers and became this massive bestseller and sort of took over both their lives, particularly Christopher Robin, who I think as he grew up became the target of bullies and could never just be a normal kid. He was this famous little golden-haired child that everybody wanted to push around. Mm. I was really expecting something kind of much more gut-wrenching, I think, and a little more deep-reaching from this movie. I mean, the idea of a wrecked childhood is pretty powerful stuff. Somehow this movie, it kind of hits all the right beats, but in this very predictable way. And I'm not sure what the movie could have done better to sort of draw me in. Might be Donald Gleason as A.A. Milne is not quite that interesting. He's a little pinched, a little withdrawn, maybe. I'm not saying the movie left me dry-eyed. Mm-hmm. I admit that it definitely tugged at my heartstrings. I wanted a little more. I wanted it to get its fingers into this notion of childhood just a little bit more.
A little more into that honeypot, if you will. Pardon. Excuse me for that.
Exactly.
But that's what I was thinking of while you're describing
of course.
The treasure there within Winnie the Pooh.
Right.
Let's go to The Snowman now. This is a new Michael Fassbender film, and whenever he's in something, I automatically start to get my ticket wallet out.
Because, me too.
Yeah, when Michael Fassbender appears in a film, he's in this with Rebecca Ferguson. This is a detective mystery about the disappearance of a young woman.
I know how much you want this, but you can't force the pieces to fit.
Do you actually think he killed them?
I don't know. I don't think either of us do for sure.
Michael Fassbender earned the ticket money for me that I think he's probably going to get anyway.
I think he's very good in this film, or at least as good as he can be given the material. I was hoping for something really good. You know, who doesn't love a serial killer noir film with
love
the detective
it.
Chasing the guy
That's
down,
my thing,
right?
Yeah.
The clues, you know, the snowman outside the victim's home. But somehow this is just one of those movies where you're smarter than everybody else in the film, and that's always a bummer. There's a scene in this film where Michael Fassbender forgets where his gun is, but we remember who has the gun. Why can't he? It's one of those movies. I was really disappointed in this. I had high hopes.
Yeah, this will leave you yelling at the screen. The gun is behind the washing
right.
machine.
The guy
don't you
still
remember?
Has the gun. Yeah, exactly.
And that can be an unbelievably frustrating thing when you want the characters of the movie to lead you here. You know, they're supposed to know more than you.
You're not supposed to figure it out before they do.
Let's see if you can figure out trivia, Rafer. I want to bring you back to this because we were talking about Josh Brolin, who is starring in the new Wildfire movie, Only the Brave.
Yep.
I played you young Josh Brolin. Here he is.
You guys, this map is old news. Everybody and their grandfather went looking for that when our parents were our age. I mean, haven't you ever heard of that guy? What's his name? The pirate guy. One-Eyed Willie.
Rafer, Twitter is lighting up with the answer. There are a lot of people who got this. I hope you know it.
Is that the Goonies?
Ah, there he is. Rafer, good for you. He got the Goonies. And I'll give some credit to Ed's Night Owl on Twitter as well, who was the first listener to chime in. While your eyes were still squinting, Carrie, otherwise known as Ed's Night Owl, hit me up on Twitter with the right answer. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks, Dodd.